people talk about dental implants. With corporate dentistry, you get sent to each different doctor for each different procedure. Well, at Bowen Dental Care, it's a family-run dentistry, and all the work is done by Dr. Bowen right there at his world headquarters on Dunn Road in Florissant. It's not one-size-fits-all, and it's not $25,000. He will sit with you and explain exactly what's going on and how he can custom fit your dental implants. Bowen Dental Care, family dentistry, 314-921-3500 or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
Acme Homeowners Insurance, how can I help you?
My air conditioner broke down. I need to make a claim.
Oh, I'm sorry, but your homeowner's insurance doesn't cover air conditioner breakdowns.
What does it cover?
Home damage from things like lightning, meteors, even a fire-breathing dragon.
A dragon?
Yes, even a fire-breathing one.
But not my air conditioner.
Sorry.
But his air conditioner could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield, plus components of 20 other major home systems and appliances, like his electrical system, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-600-3168. Home insurance can cover what might happen. But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the washer won't work.
Life happens. Have a plan. Get a home warranty from American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-600-3168. That's 1-800-600-3168. 1-800-600-3168.
Most times, two is better than one. And that's never more true than at Shawnee Bluff Winery and Shawnee Bluff Vineyards near Lake of the Ozarks. Shawnee Bluff offers two beautiful venues and two astounding views. The winery is a perfect spot to enjoy every day with a relaxing menu and an amazing view. And at the vineyards, you can sample award-winning wines and take in concerts from acts like the Charlie Daniels Band and the Oak Ridge Boys. Shawnee Bluff. Plan your visit today at ShawneeBluffWinery.com.
Hi, John Grayson here, inviting you to join me Friday, June 23rd at the AD Lift Truck Barbecue Fundraiser, all to benefit our wounded veterans. The proceeds are going to Project Healing Waters and Focus Marines Foundation. The barbecue is from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., and I'll be broadcasting live from 10 till 1. It's all for a good cause, helping our wounded veterans who are there for us. It's the AD Lift Truck Barbecue Fundraiser, benefiting our wounded veterans. Friday, June 23rd from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at 5434 Natural Bridge. See you there.
Tomorrow, join John Bill Roofing and the USO of Missouri for the first USO Day and the grand opening of John Bill Roofing's Midwest headquarters. Every dollar you donate to the USO, John Bill will match up to $10,000. Donate by calling 1-800-NEW-ROOF or online at usoday.com. Tomorrow, join me and several celebrities at John Bill headquarters. You could win a new roof. Donate at usoday.com or 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine.
My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Hi, I'm Sarah for Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers. When people ask me, I tell them I love Dobbs because they're really one-stop shops for service done right the first time. When you need tires and auto service, come to the most convenient one-stop shops in town, Dobbs.
Drive safe and save. Now at Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers, all tires, all brands are all on sale. Get the best tire brands at the best prices in town. Plus, extra savings with select manufacturer rebates too. The all tires, all brands, all on sale event now at Dobbs.
Vineyards Playhouse, it's on the air. Turn the volume up, we've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and hear
FM.
Too early?
FM.
Okay, I got it.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
flower arranging skills, painting skills, quilting skills.
That's what they're trying to do to boys. They're trying to get them all to arrange flowers or quilt.
What happened to manhood?
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the June 15th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by MD Health and Wellness. This is the place that showed me how to lose 35 pounds, most of it in about 4 weeks, the rest of it just a couple of weeks later. They can also help you, gentlemen, if you're 45, let's say, or more, low T, low testosterone, and type 2 diabetes. Who wants that, especially when it's very possible it can be reversed? They have a program for that, too. And pretty impressive people. And now, our control board operator, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to retire, that's a great time to talk to Mark and Jason. They can
Who
go
you
over,
talk to right now?
You could talk to Mark and Jason. Yes. Okay. And they can go over what to do with the money in your employer plan. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss, heir to the Levi Jeans fortune, who does not have to work, but does it for the love of you people, is in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez doesn't have to work. He's from the Jimenez Jeans family.
Oh.
Yeah, big jeans overseas.
Yeah.
But he loves his work, too. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
Where I would imagine she likes it. After all, it's heaven. And Rat Boy came back from MD Health and Wellness. He'd heard me talk about it, and he didn't want to lose weight. He just wanted them to see if he had, you know, this low T. And turns out he doesn't. But they found, low
cheese.
Yes, low cheese.
Oh, how is that possible?
I don't see how that's possible either. Good news, you got to eat more cheese. I guess that's good news for him. Give it up for Bruce Limpest and the All Boy Orchestra.
Or something. Yeah.
I wish I could whistle better. I can't whistle. I'm not a good whistler. It's too much. I get too much air. It's a lot of air. Real whistlers, you don't hear the air. You just shrill.
Yeah.
I think I'm actually, maybe if you get older, you can't whistle anymore. That's enough. Thank you.
I don't know. You were whistling when you were talking yesterday.
Well, that's the difference. That's the
dentures.
I had the loose, and I don't even have dentures, and I had the dentures whistle. How did that work? And it was just yesterday. Maybe I had a seed between my teeth or something. We're brought to you by Bill Cleveland's on the way, I would assume. We're brought to you by MD Health and Wellness. You, if you're fat, see, I'm the only one that I ever hear who will say that. Fat. Because I think, if you, I don't know, are not shamed, but if you realize you're fat, instead of everybody else.
I'm a fellow fat person right here.
There you go. See, if you acknowledge it, it's like the alcoholic thing. I'm Bill. I'm an alcoholic. Hi, I'm Frank. I'm fat. I think that, you know, there's more of a chance to get you to do something about it than if we pussyfoot around and go, well, you're kind of stocky or chunky or hefty or husky. Husky's a good one.
Uh-huh.
Now you're fat. You're fat. I was fat. Not morbidly obese. I didn't weigh 300 pounds, but 250. 250 is 5/6 of the way there. How about that? A fraction? And I don't even have a calculator.
Wow.
Yeah, 50 more pounds, I'd have been a 300-pounder. So now I hope I can maintain for the rest of my life 215 to 20, ideally 210. I don't know if that's going to happen now. That 215, 218 mark seems to be about the best I can do. But that's my own fault. I could do better. It's all about calories. It always has been about calories. And whatever else anybody tells you, carbs, meat, Atkins this, grapefruit that, it's about calories. You cannot take in much, or you can take in a little more and burn them off. That's up to you. But if you don't do either one, you're just going to stay fat or get fatter. If you don't like the idea of that and you're willing to pay for something that should be a priority, then here's the name, MD Health and Wellness. It is usually not covered by insurance. I'll just tell you that. That has not stopped dozens, and I mean lots of dozens of people who are listeners, from going in there and saying, you know what, I am tired. of being heavy fat. MD Health and Wellness, they're in Bridgeton. That's irrelevant almost, except at some point you have to go there. Make an appointment, they'll do what they do well, and it won't take that long. Give them an hour. They'll check some things out, and then when you walk out, you'll be on your way to losing weight if you do what they tell you. I can't stand it when people go, well, it didn't work. It didn't work, but they don't. What they don't tell you is they cheated every other day or every day. They don't tell you that part. I guarantee you if you do what they tell you, you'll lose weight. That's one thing I can guarantee, and I don't really guarantee much of anything. But if you follow their directions, you'll lose weight. That's really all you have to be willing to do. MD Health and Wellness, MDHealthWellness.com. Holiday. Is this the music that was playing when Christie Brinkley was in the Ferrari and riding alongside Chevy Chase?
That's the same movie, but I don't think that scene.
Is that a different song for that scene?
So, man.
What a great scene. The only better one was her in the pool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, think about that. Time to check in with our man on the road who's pulled off the road for a moment to tell us another great place to go. His name is Bill Cleveland. He's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, and for good reason. It's a terrific window. You get your money's worth when you buy Window World windows. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everyone. Good afternoon.
Hello, Bill.
That song that you're talking about, Christie Brinkley, that is called Little Boy Sweet by the Pointer Sisters.
So it's not this, it's not this song.
No, this is the song that plays in the opening and at the end of the movie National Lampoon
Vacation. And it's what, Little Boy Sweets?
Yep, by the Pointer Sisters. Yep. I think it's one of the Pointer Sisters.
What does that mean, Little Boy Sweets?
That's what she's saying in the song, Little Boy Sweet, Little Boy Sweet. Yeah, thank you very much. That's my singing right there.
That's good.
You want to know? Now you know.
Where we go? Hey, before you say anything, Thompson Price called me this morning, and in the middle of our conversation, he said, "Oh, by the way, he'd been in Florida, and he went to a place called the Elliott Museum. Have you ever heard of this place?"
I have not.
And he said he found out there that the first Cadillac was made by the Ford Motor Company. He said it was an incredible place. And I thought one of these days, if you want to check it out, Elliot, I don't know who Elliot was, but it's called the Elliot Museum, I think. And now where are you taking us?
One of the 34,000 museums
in the
country.
Yeah, there are a lot of them.
Still have to get to. We're headed out west today. We're going to go to the Warner Brothers Studio Tour. This is an amazing experience. In fact, I don't know if I've ever mentioned this, but I wrote a book recently, and this is one of the experiences that I put in that every person should put on their bucket list and have before they die. It is fantastic. And what's really cool about the Warner Brothers Studio Tour is that it's not, for one, it's not cheesy.
Cheese.
I was waiting. Thank you. We're on it today.
Where were you at? Go ahead.
Jiminy Christmas. Yeah. And every tour is unique. So, for example, Frank, let's say you and I get on the tour and we're with about 10 other people and we're driving around this little tram that takes you around the Warner Brothers studio tour. And the tour guide says, "Hey, Frank, what's one of your favorite Warner Brothers TV shows?" And you might say, "Well, I really like The Big Bang Theory. That's one of my favorite shows." Well, they will look on their little schedule and go, "Oh, okay, they're not filming right now." And before you know it, you're standing in the living room of The Big Bang Theory. And you get to kind of look around. You look at all the different sets. I was there about, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago now, and one of my favorite shows was Everybody Loves Raymond.
I love that show.
Oh, my gosh. So I said to them, "Hey, that's one of my favorite shows." So they take the tram over to the part of the back lot where Everybody Loves Raymond was filmed. We walk in, and before you know it, you know, we're standing in the bedroom of, you know, Frank and Marie Barone. And it's amazing. You get to see all this stuff up close and personal.
Neat.
They have a lot of really cool different exhibits. They just wrapped up one on Batman, so obviously they produced some of the Batman movies, so they have all of the stuff, Batmobiles, the suits, the motorcycles, you know, all the stuff that they've used from films are there. They take you on the famous Warner Brothers backlot, and you get to kind of see all the different neighborhoods that I'm sure will pop out and go, "Oh my gosh, that's from that movie or this TV show or whatever." And they also tell you little interesting tidbits along the way. This is where I learned for the first time what they use to make snow in television and movies. Do you know what they use as snow in TV and movies?
It's not styrofoam, it's paper.
It's not soap, right?
Soap flakes?
Mashed Mashed potato flakes.
I had heard that. Flakes. Yes, I had heard that.
They did.
Mashed potato flakes. Yeah, yeah. That was one of the little fun tidbits that I remember. So, very cool experience. You want to check it out, Warner Brothers. It's in Burbank, and I'm telling you, it's better than any of the other tours. It's not scripted. Everything is kind of off the cuff. You will absolutely love it, and you'll probably want to go back a second and a third time to see even more stuff that you didn't see the first time.
Sounds good.
You'll learn. All right, we'll learn some more about that. You can go to BillOnTheRoad.com. I am Bill Cleveland on the road and on the Big 550 KTRS. All right,
thank you, Bill.
Okay, see ya.
Sounds pretty good. I'd like to go where Andy and Barney, that jail, that bar. The whole show was almost always right there in that
I know.
Desk in that jail cell.
Yeah.
Bill brought to you by Window World, number one selling replacement window in the United States. 2 days ago, actually it's 3 days ago now, I decided, after I had been talking to a guy who's kind of a friend of ours, and he's like a stock market genius, or says he is, and I caved in, and I decided to buy four stocks. This has nothing to do, by the way, with Mark and Jay. This is just me, and I thought I'd just throw a little money and see what happens and see if the curse is over. So here are the stocks. Apple, Amazon, Google, Netflix, and Facebook. Pretty, something.
Yeah.
Every day, for the last 3 days, they've all gone down. Every one of them has gone
down. Since you bought them.
Because I bought them.
Yeah. I remember.
I'll tell it. I'll tell that story. My only other stock disaster years ago.
We were on Market Street when you bought this.
Yeah, and I'm not going to name the stock because I might get somebody in trouble. But my wife had been walking or... working out something with a woman whose husband was a big vice president at this company. Let's call it the XYZ company. So she came home and she says, hey, Margaret says that her husband, that company is on the verge of a huge contract. We ought to buy some of that stock. So I took $5,000 and I bought, let's just say... 250 shares I bought the stock and I think it was $6. So 500 shares would be, let's say, $300. It was something like that, about $6. Within a month, it goes to $12. Double the money. So I cashed it out. I just called whoever the broker had been. I'm out. Double the money. Now go fast forward, I don't think more than a year.
No, it wasn't quite a year.
It was less than a year.
Yeah.
And my wife is looking at the paper, and people used to have to go to the paper to look at the stock. You don't have to do that anymore. Do it on your phone. But she said, she's sitting at the table, and she says, woo, we have really done well. We are going to be rich if this continues. I said, what are you talking about? She said, that XYZ stock, it's at $96. I bought it at $6. She said, get a calculator and see how much money we have. I said, I know how much it is. I sold it. She said, what? And I said, yeah, we doubled our money. Oh, my goodness. She will never let me forget this. And it was true. 96 from the 6.
Yep.
I just couldn't wait.
I remember that because you talked about how sick you were.
I was. I was sick to my stomach over that. And maybe I won't be, hopefully, over.
But that's why that stock went up, because you got out.
Sure it is. So and when I buy it, it all goes down. Real quickly, the United Airlines people, I want to say they can't catch a break, but this is their own fault. Now we have a situation where some people were on a United Airlines plane, and it was, taken off for Italy. And there were some people on there. This was their honeymoon. This couple, they mentioned in the article, in their late 20s. And the bride is nervous anyway. And then they look out and see liquid coming out of the left wing. So the boyfriend, soon to be husband, runs up to the flight attendants and says, hey, there's something wrong. And she says, sit down. He says, but something is not right. And she said, is this an emergency? And he said, I don't know. She said, then sit down. They said, everything is normal. Those are the words. And then some of the crew happens to look out and go, oh, whoa.
Yeah.
And so now, of course, they're super nice to them. But here was their apology. They asked him to come up to the cockpit, and they gave him a glass of champagne. What?
Yes.
What?
Good grief.
It was jet fuel coming out of the...
Yes, I saw the video.
Good, not good. Well, ladies, get in here, please.
They have a huge PR problem there.
They do.
Oh, they
really do. Don't talk to people that way. Check it out and see if he really does have something worth being upset about. So this this guy, pretty successful businessman who travels a lot, does well, bought himself a brand new Cadillac, and he's driving down the highway, and there's a hitchhiker, and it's a cute girl. So he pulls over, and she gets in. As soon as she speaks, he knows he's got a hillbilly backwoods, because he's driving in the backwoods. And he says, where are you headed? She says, I just need to go about 10 miles down the road. Is that okay? You going 10 more miles? He goes, well, sure, I'm going further than that. She said, 10 miles, all I need. And she says, she looks around. It's obvious she's never really been anywhere, never seen anything. She goes, ooh. What kind of car is this? He said, well, it's a Cadillac. She said, must be brand new. Smells brand new. He said, it is brand new. And she starts pointing to things. What's that for? He said, well, that's the cruise control button. She says, what's that? He said, the car goes whatever speed you set it. Woo! These Cadillacs or something. What's this? And he explains to her that's the windshield wiper control that you can put it on low or high or intermittent, or let the rain, when the rain hits the windshield, it's rain sensing. Ooh, I have never seen such. What's this? And she points to another thing on the dash, and he explains, that's the remote control for the mirrors. It's on left and right. Ooh. And she looks down in the console drink cup, and this guy's is a big golfer, and he has a couple of golf tees in there. She says, what are these things? He said, those are tees. Well, what are they for? He said, well, I put my balls on them before I drive. Woo, these Cadillacs have everything.
Meet me. All right, let's get a check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
Boy, what a mess we've got. First of all, it looks like they've just cleared an accident that had lane blockage on eastbound Highway 40 before Clarkson. Now, traffic is backed up to Long Road, but it's inching its way toward Timberlake Manor. Then you're going to hit the brakes again right at Highway 270 all the way in through about, it looks like almost Hampton, because early baseball traffic plus another accident. You have the accident on northbound Highway 255 before Dubo. They do have lanes open, but lanes are still blocked also. So you're backed all the way up to Highway 55 on Highway 255 there. Also, Lime Ferry is shut down between Will Avenue and Lindbergh due to a serious accident there. You do have eastbound Highway 70 drivers running slow between the Earth City Expressway just past the airport to about Bermuda. And then an accident on northbound Highway 61 in the Flint Hill area. Highway P has traffic backed up to Highway A. This traffic report is brought to you by Lowe's. Pro customers, right now at Lowe's, you can save on the supplies you need most from the brands you trust to help you get the job done on time and on budget. Visit lowesforpros.com for details. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
KTRS text line users are well connected and totally up on what's happening. Non-KTRS text line users are, well, they're not. They're kind of in the dark about things. Come out of the dark. Grab your phone and text KTRS to 84126 to get the latest news updates, to get the latest sports updates. And, of course, you can text your questions, comments, and try to win some really neat stuff. The KTRS text line. Your connection to us and our connection to you. On the Big 550 KTRS.
It's hot.
You said it.
And getting hotter at Suburban Leisure Center. No, we're not just talking about the temperature outside. We're talking about the hot, sizzling prices inside Suburban Leisure Center.
What does that mean for you?
Well, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets up to 50% off. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go, ah.
on the patio, and a tremendous savings up to 50% off. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping that it looks like what you saw online. And this doesn't look like it did in the picture. With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less, up to 50% off. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Better merchandise at better prices at Suburban Leisure Center. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
There's no better example of a business that has you covered from top to bottom than the Ceiling Center on the Rock Road. Think about it. They specialize in acoustic ceilings, drop ceilings, metal ceilings, and more. And it doesn't stop there. Your floor is covered too. Literally. Hardwood, tile, great carpet selections with names like Shaw, and so much more. The Ceiling Center is your one-stop shop from top to bottom. Their showroom has over 20 different tile selections to choose from. Plenty of wood samples, carpet swatches, and more. The Ceiling Center, locally owned and operated, and priced well below the big box stores. Good luck getting service after the sale from those giant places, too. The Ceiling Center prides itself on their extensive warranties. Ed and his staff want you back, so it does get done right the first time. The Ceiling Center, on the Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of 270, and online at theceilingcenter.com.
When is it time to do something about your credit card debt? When conversations about money turn into arguments. When your kids' opportunities are put on hold. When family harmony turns to tears. When loving relationships suffer. You know then it's time to take action. If you owe $5, $10, or more than $20,000 in credit card debt, help might only be a phone call away. Call Credit Associates now for real solutions to end your credit card struggles. For free information, call now, 1-800-500-2624. If credit card debt is a burden for your family, we offer programs that could potentially save you thousands and help you get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible. This is not a debt consolidation or a bankruptcy program. Let us settle your debt. One phone call might be the chance you need to get back to enjoying the family life you and they deserve. The experts at Credit Associates are here to help. For free information, call now, 1-800-500-2624. That's 1-800-500-2624.
When you need to get new reading glasses, what's the biggest hassle? Having to drive to the store, spinning that display and not seeing any frames you like? Or maybe it's just finding a strong enough power. Well, forget the hassles, because now there's Readers.com, a super easy, money-saving way to get new readers for under $20 without ever leaving your house. Readers.com has over 700 fashionable styles and colors in powers ranging from 1.0 to 7.0. And right now, you can save up to 40% on all the readers you want by going to Readers.com and entering the coupon code RADIO. Readers.com offers readers you won't find in stores, bifocals, computer readers, even sun readers, and every pair is backed by our 100% happiness guarantee. Readers.com is the fastest and easiest way to stock up on all the readers you want and save up to 40%. So go to Readers.com now and enter the coupon code RADIO at checkout. That's Readers.com, coupon code RADIO.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blome with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in DePere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
Yes, we will.
Yes, we will. Answer all of your questions.
Yes, we will.
Yes, we will compare our prices to the market to make sure that you get the biggest savings.
Right now at Jack Schmidt Ford in Collinsville, get $3,000 cash back on a new 2017 Ford Fusion and your Explorer on top of their already great savings.
Yes, we will work hard to earn your business.
The other guys bought into the deal. You didn't like the way they made you feel. Now you're headed to the home of Yes, We Will. Jack Schmidt Ford, we get out of Collinsville.
Hey guys, my name is Cassie Dercola, and I'm a firefighter from Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm proud to help Firehouse Subs introduce their new small subs. Same awesome subs, same awesome meats and cheeses. Now available in a flavor-packed new small size, starting at just $3.99. Each sub is under 500 calories. Big taste, small subs, starting at just $3.99. And remember, at Firehouse Subs, even a small sub can help save lives.
Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen.
Hi, John Grayson here, inviting you to join me Friday, June 23rd at the AD Lift Truck Barbecue Fundraiser, all to benefit our wounded veterans. The proceeds are going to Project Healing Waters and Focus Marines Foundation. The barbecue is from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., and I'll be broadcasting live from 10 till 1. It's all for a good cause, helping our wounded veterans who are there for us. It's the AD Lift Truck Barbecue Fundraiser, benefiting our wounded veterans. Friday, June 23rd from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at 5434 Natural Bridge. See you there.
Metro Lighting, winners of the prestigious National 2017 Arts Award for Best Showroom, is your hometown source for the latest high-quality lighting at the best price for any budget. Ultimate customer service is their number one goal. They guarantee their prices against competitors and the internet, and they offer a one-year in-home warranty. How can you go wrong? Choose local and choose the best. Choose award-winning Metro Lighting, bringing bright ideas to St. Louis for 50 years. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
Westover Farms, one of the area's hidden gems for family, group, or corporate getaways, is the official corporate retreat provider for St. Louis FC. Combining outdoor activities with comfortable state-of-the-art meeting facilities has made Westover Farms in Steelville, Missouri, the perfect getaway. In addition to meeting space and recently renovated log home-style lodging, they offer trout fishing, clay shooting, hiking, biking, and much more. Whether searching for the perfect off-site meeting place or just looking to get away, visit WestoverFarms.com.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you gonna let me get so
Southern California, here we come. Courtesy of Annie Guns, Annie Guns Restaurant. It's right next door to the Smokehouse Market. Same proprietor, same quality. Both closed on Mondays, which means they're open today. If you're going to go to dinner at Annie Guns, you need to make a reservation. I'm telling you, it's that busy because it's that good. Gift cards, always a good idea. Here he is, Mike Evans. Bill Cosby, going to walk or going to jail? Oh, I didn't push the
button.
You know what? That's my fault. I didn't push the button. Bill Cosby, going to walk or go to jail?
Well, it sounds like they're hung, but if they had a decision, I would say walk.
I agree. I think he's going to walk.
I was just thinking about that, too. How weird is that in our justice system where the people have already decided, and they're like, no, no, no. Some of you have to change your decisions. Get back in there, and they've all come to a decision.
Yeah.
And no, that's not good enough. Why don't you change your minds?
Strange.
It is strange. We'll see. Soon, I hope.
Yeah, I think soon.
What else is going on?
Well, you know, take my bean.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. Take my bean. Parkway's question, what did the word rap, R-A-P, rap, mean when first introduced in the United States? Eating, sleeping, dancing, farting. Answer in just a minute.
What? Easy.
Is that Frank? You just clear your throat?
No, that was peon.
Oh, peon. Hold on. How did it have all of this? Little wine. The wine is preempted with a little gummy bear.
Oh, I see. Most of our listeners won't know what that means.
TV News saw the first part of that Oliver Stone four-part interview series with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Did you see it?
No.
Well, Oliver Stone is just pathetic. He still thinks that the moonwalk was a fault, fraud.
Well, it's surprising how many people do.
He had his head so far up Putin's butt, I think he was giving him a colonoscopy.
Man.
Oliver Stone said, quote, Vladimir Putin is the greatest man I've ever met, end quote. Wow. No, actually, he is a horrible, bloodthirsty, murdering former KGB thug. I think that's more like it rather than the greatest man on earth. Mm. Unbelievable. Fear Factor, back on the air. Did you watch it last night? Do you watch Fear Factor?
I don't. Anybody? No.
No.
Nobody
no.
here.
I would rather look into the sun for an hour than watch that show.
Ugh.
And Ludacris, another criminal, is the host of it. Rating news. Okay, so Stephen Colbert beat Jimmy Fallon 3.26 million to 3.18 million. But let's put this in perspective. If you add up both of their ratings together, remember there's 346 million people in the United States. That means that only two people out of every 100 watch either one of them.
Not a very big audience.
Only two people out of every 100. Odds and ends, where has Steve Carell gone? I like Steve Carell. Homie, you like Steve?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Yeah, I see. He has been gone for a while. He's going to stretch his acting chops in his next film, Beautiful Boy. Steve plays the father who tries to see a son through a meth addiction. Certainly a lot different than The Office. Now, I got the answer to the pop quiz question, and we got a follow-up as well, so there's still a little bit left. But the answer to the pop quiz question, then I'll give you finally.
Okay.
What did the word rap, R-A-P, mean when first introduced in the United States? Is it eating, sleeping, dancing, or farting?
Oh, man. I'll say sleeping.
I will say dancing.
Yeah, see, I was going to say sleeping, but I don't want to...
I want it to be. I'll change my answer.
No, I'll go eating.
Came from England back in King Henry the VII days, and it meant breaking wind, farting.
I thought I was going to change my answer, too.
Sure was. You do that every time.
The terminology of the word rap first came into America in 1965 in the song called Michael the Lover by Chicago soul trio COD. Now, they knew what it really meant. This is long before 1965, long before rap music was around. And they wrote these lyrics in the song. The girls think his rap is really, really strong. They knew the meaning. They wrote it as a joke in that song. That's where it first came.
Is that the song that we go, yeah, 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 they call him the rapper?
No, that's the Jaggers.
Okay.
And the song is called The Rapper. It's just a guy who likes to make small talk.
And finally.
You're not going to meet many people who write like that can tell you the Jaggers recorded The Rapper. No. Let me tell you.
Kidding.
Another origin for a word, originally the word hooker, not that, it wasn't meant for prostitute. In the mid-1800s in New York City, there were no washers and dryers, and everybody living in these brownstones and everything would hang their wet clothes outside. Right down the street, that's all you saw were clothes hung outside. There were people that would get a hook, put it on a long pole, and at night steal the clothes, and it became a real problem. And they were called hookers before an officer named Hooker, about 15 years later, started making it possible for his soldiers to have whores, and they called the girls hookers because he got them for them.
Oh,
what a nice guy.
Yeah. So
this is what you call learning. This is a learning experience.
Yes, it is. It sure is.
A wealth of knowledge.
It is. Well, did you just make that up?
Yes.
I like to use the word plethora.
Plethora?
Yeah. Isn't that part of a girl's vajayjay?
No, that's something else.
No.
That's something else. Yeah,
that is something
that's
else.
Something else. Also.
Mike, what's up?
Now, I was going to get into the various names down there, but not going to do that. That was Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is next door. You see, every day is somebody's birthday, and every day somebody got a new job or retired or graduated or something, or just say, hey, you're a good friend. Here's a gift card to Annie Gunn's Restaurant or the Smokehouse or both. It's a good idea. It must be. Thousands of people do it every year, and not just at the holidays either. Now, I've talked to you fat people about you shouldn't want to be fat and how you can do something about it. Now, I'd like to talk to you people who do not go to the dentist. And don't give me this, it's always about money, because it's not. I know plenty of people with plenty of money, and their teeth are horrible. It's just because they simply won't go to the dentist. They're scared. I understand that. But what you have to understand is there's a place you can go where you don't have to be scared. And I know because I've gone there for 44 years. It's Ballast Dental Care. I have never in all these years, 15, 16, 17, whatever years they've been on the air, I have never had an email from anybody who said, yeah, I went there. Just another dental clinic. I'm petrified to go back. Never. Here's the typical email. My goodness, you were right. I never, ever thought I could look forward to a dental appointment. not be scared, not be nervous. What a fantastic place. And it is. And that'll be your email to me if you'll make the first appointment. It's up to you. You want to wait till your teeth fall out? Now you got some real expense. Or let's get them back on track, your gums and your teeth. Ballast Dental Care. 44 years I've gone there, so I know what I'm talking about. Corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
Let's get a final check on traffic this afternoon. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, we just had another accident called out on the scanners. Eastbound Highway 40 before Boone's Crossing. I don't see it on the camera yet, but it does look like we've got a little slowdown there. The worst thing we've had, now I could definitely see things are really starting to break loose on northbound 255 over in Dupo. That has been a mess all afternoon. Now, southbound 270, you're running pretty slow from Olive down through Manchester, and then things open up, and then from 44 all the way over the JB Bridge, it is jammed solid. If you want to get into Oakville or some of the other places, you might want to get off at Tesson Ferry down to Merrimack Bottom and cut that over to Lime. You have southbound 170 jamming up from Olive down through Highway 40. Baseball traffic coming in eastbound 40 is a solid jam between 270 in through Hampton. We have eastbound 270 up north. We're running slow between Missouri Bottom and New Florissant. We also have a slowdown. It looks like we've got an incident at the Chain of Rocks Bridge because you're running slow now west of Lilac through the Chain of Rocks Bridge. And Lime Ferry's been shut down between Will Avenue and Lindbergh due to a serious accident there. This traffic report brought to you by Lowe's. Pro customers, right now at Lowe's, you can save on the supplies you need most from the brands you trust to help you get the job done on time and on budget. Visit lowsforpros.com for details. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
You listen to us, we listen to you.
Hello! Steve, thanks for holding on. You're first up. Welcome to KTRS.
Hey,
Ross. Hi.
Hey,
Since KTRS is live and local, you can join the conversation by calling us at 1-888-550-KTRS. That's 1-888-550-5877.
Just pick up your telephone and dial.
Yes, hello. I just had to call in and tell Jennifer I am so thrilled to hear her on this particular station.
Go back to the phones here. Jan, you're the Big 550 KTRS. Good morning, Jan.
I have two things.
Yes.
One, have you ever heard of a place called Bodine's?
We're St. Louis's biggest conversation. The Big 550 KTRS. KTRS.
Join the barbecue revolution every Sunday night from 4 to 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Join Frank and Kevin on the Big Barbecue Show every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 to 5 p.m.
Don't miss Melissa Etheridge live in concert on Monday, June 19th at River City Casino. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com.
You're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with traffic updates from the best in the business. Tim Weiland to get you home.
My job is to get you from point A to point B with the least amount of hassle and the safest way possible.
Weekday mornings, wake up to McGraw in the Morning with Kelly Jackson. You'll get the latest from ABC News, the award-winning KTRS News Department, weather from Fox 2, and the latest traffic updates from the hardest-working traffic guy in radio. Yep, you guessed it, Tim Weiland. Traffic reports when you need them. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
So you get this idea for your company. Great. But then...
It's too expensive.
Too complicated.
I want to say yes.
We've never done it that way before.
Yeah, no.
Not during summer.
Nah.
Why now?
I liked it better before you explained it.
Start saying yes to your company's best ideas. American Express Open can help with money and know-how so you can get business done.
We can't do that, can we?
Yes, we can.
Visit open.com and see how American Express Open can help you get business done.
Hey, Cardinals fans, a big weekend
of giveaways is coming up when the Pittsburgh Pirates make their way to St. Louis on June 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Friday night, it's the Adult Cardinals Pullover presented by Monsanto. Saturday, the Bob Gibson Bobblehead, part one of the two-part Final Out Bobblehead series presented by AT&T. Sunday, it's the Kids Fredbird Bobblehead Giveaway, June 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions. There's only one, Cardinals Baseball.
Hey, fans. Colton Wong here.
Wong tags him out, throws the first double play. Another sensational play tonight by Colton Wong.
On Friday, June 23rd, we face the Pirates. That night, 30,000 fans, 16 and older, take home an adult Cardinals pullover, courtesy of Monsanto. This red short-sleeve pullover features a quarter zip and the Cardinals logo on the chest. That's Friday, June 23rd. See us take on the Pirates and go home with a pullover. Tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotions. There's only one Cardinals Baseball.
All right, thanks again to Scott Sherman. He'll be back again next Thursday, as he is every Thursday. Thank you for joining us. Thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great shoot. You know what? I forgot what day it is again.
Thursday.
I did this earlier this week on Tuesday. It's Thursday.
You seem to have problems with days that start with T.
That's what happens. You get old, you start that stuff.
What day is it?
It's Thursday. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You just remember what your past said, for you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks had asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You do get lost now here.
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.